This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good evening. Welcome. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Coming up second hour, we're going to be joined by Roger Katz from Armorless Quarrel. We're going to talk a little bit about this executive order that President Trump has put out and the fake news that's being generated about it. But that's coming up second hour. Saturday, I went to the range with the 6-hour P320. I went without prejudice because the guns that I normally shoot are not 6-hour P320s. In fact, they are some sort of a Glock derivative for the most part, one way or the other. My favorite gun of all time is my Agency Arms Glock 17 field gun. But the U.S. Army, this was the first handgun that the U.S. Army would have fielded that I've never touched. The other two, I've actually had them issued to me. And they picked the Sig Sauer P320, and they've designated it the M17. What I figured out about the gun is a couple of things. I think they've gotten this gun because it's going to be really easy for them to maintain. Two, the geometry on the grip is such that most people will be able to grip it, large hands or small hands. And it comes in such a variety of sizes, and they can change the size with the gun because the gun is truly modular. It has a module inside that will trigger everything comes out of it. The serialized part, and then it goes from shell to shell, or as I call it, the husk. The gun has slide stops, ambidextrous on both sides, has a takedown lever on this side. The weight, the grip of the gun is, at first glance, when you're gripping it after you've been holding a Glock for a second, it feels like it's going to be an acquired taste, but you quickly will adapt to it because it is a good shape and everything. The shooting is fine. The video is up. It's on YouTube. It's on my channel, Lock and Load Radio 1. JT and I took it out, and we shot it, and we shot it a lot. What you see is just some of the scenes where the video actually came out good. Sometimes we shot it without making video, of course, but that's a good point. And some of the things that I'm about to tell you that are bad points for me are not all bad. Okay, this is just the counterpoint to it. And in some cases, the counterpoint will be one of the reasons why the Army picked this gun. Item number one, it's all about the trigger for me with any kind of gun, the trigger, the reset on the trigger and everything else. Straight out of the box, this gun's trigger feels spongy. It does sort of work itself out as you are shooting it. The trigger reset is tactile. You will feel it, and you can shoot it really, really fast. The problem with this is that I look at every gun as a blank canvas. And in a conversation I had with Mike Parks of Agency Arms, there's not a whole lot you can do with this gun, period. Not of the type of thing that I would do to a gun with Agency Arms. The slide The slide itself, the metal material on the slide is not that thick, so it does not. What is already missing is all you can do. The trigger. You cannot replace the trigger assembly on this gun. You can actually replace the trigger shoe. It will bolt onto something, but the trigger is part of the serialized module that comes out of the gun. So there's no drop-in trigger like a Glock trigger that has a trigger bar and all these other things. There are companies like Gray Man out there, who I haven't talked to yet, and I'm going to talk to, but that specialize in a trigger job on the gun, but it is essentially where they're going to take the gun apart and just polish the parts of the gun that are already there. They're not replacing anything. There's no specialized parts for it. The interesting thing about this is that this is a, you know, it's not that old of a design, and there's not that much out there for it. It is based, the basic shape, the basic shape of it is the same as the Sig Sauer P3, or 250, rather. 250 was the hammer-fired gun that was single-action only. This, the problem with the trigger is the trigger, I think, breaks between 5 and 7 pounds. That's that's a bit of a range for me. I like a trigger to feel the same way. The agency trigger, which is the trigger I use the most, breaks crisply at 4 pounds. Every pull, and straight up and down, it's not curved like this one. They do make, Apex does make a replacement trigger that is straight up and down that will give you that feel of it and everything else. It may just come down to shooting the gun a lot. And what they would call breaking in, what it basically boils down to is metal shaving, you know, rubbing against metal and shaving itself smooth. Maybe what it boils down to. The magazines on the gun, they're 17-round magazines, standard in this, in the standard size configuration. Getting the 17th round in it is it's a chore. We had to resort to the Glock magazine loaders to force that 16th round down so the 17th round would fit into it. Once they fit into it, the gun ran flawlessly, whether it had 16 or 17 rounds in it. But there's in some of the drills we were doing, which comes to the next point, but in some of the drills we were doing, you'd see we were shooting 2 shots and it would run out, run dry with in increments of 2 versus having 1 left over. Weren't able to run a whole lot of drills with this because I like to start my drills from the draw. The holster that comes with the gun is junk. And I mean that in the nicest possible way. The holster itself is fine. Has good retention. It's a decent shape. The paddle is garbage. There's too much of it, too much space, too much dance in it. When it's on your belt, it's going to move all around and everything else, and that's just not something I want to do. When I'm drawing the gun, I want one to have, for it to have a good level of retention to where I can hold the gun upside down and it doesn't fall out. But at the same time, when I draw it, I don't want to feel like I'm yanking the holster up with me. And that was the issue that I was having with the holster. The holster will stay in the box. It does not come with a magazine loader, which is disappointing. Now, one thing that I point out in the video that I'll be happy to point out to you now, given the price of the magazines and given the price of the gun, the fact that you can get a fourth-gen Glock is going to come with 3 magazines versus this gun, which comes with 2, for about the same money is, you know, a, sort of a consumer question mark for me. This gun is, while it is a Sig, it is the Sig copy of the Glock in all shapes and forms. It does have some nice things. It has cutouts on the magazine well at the base to where if you have trouble, you can just tear the magazine out. It is shaped like a futuristic 1911, so the grip angle is very nice. It shoots beautifully. It shoots very smoothly. It's a very nice gun. This is a gun you're going to carry for self-defense. I got no issues with it. There's nothing wrong with this gun. Between the agency Glock and this, if I'm going out the door, it's going to be the agency Glock. I mean, nothing has changed as far as that goes. But this gun, when you buy it, you'll be buying a gun that it's gone as far as it's going to be able to go. For the most part, there's a few things you can do that are sort of modifying light, but, you know, I think that's why the military picked it. When we get back, the media still doesn't get it. This is Lock and Load. stated goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holsters on the planet, is offering big savings with our new two-holster combo. Now you can buy two complete holsters for as little as $49.88. Choose from any available holster styles and colors for the guns of your choice. All of Alien Gear's quality products are made right here in the USA and include a 30-day trial, forever warranty, and free shell trades for life. Visit AlienGearHolsters.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Sen, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendman ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthesen.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. Bookstoreonthesen.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. All right. For some reason, they're just not quite assimilating to what's going on here. In 1968, if you had railed endlessly about how the United States would never, ever send men to the moon, the following year, one for Thanksgiving, you would have been eating some crow. If you'd made your declarations not in your local pub and on television and in the newspaper, and if you had bolstered your claim with credentials in the sciences, well, you'd be having a lot of crow. Then when Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin returned, you'd recognize the need to rethink some of the things you had known to be true only a year ago. And this is the case today with the mainstream media and President Donald J. Trump. But unlike someone who'd reflected and, you know, come to this reconciliation with the reality of a moonshot with their worldview going forward, the media still lives in a bubble, and it's the reality that is wrong. When Steve Bannon, probably the most hated man to not yet ever hold office before or hold a position, when he got what he got, he told the New York Times, the media here is the opposition party. They don't understand this country. They don't understand why Donald Trump is the president of the United States. That was true. Now, putting aside how the media had no problem with the Obama administration saying the same thing in 2009 about Fox News, rather than recognize just how far the profession of journalism has fallen from its purpose, they responded indignantly. But what Bannon said is what they have been doing for more than a year. And yes, after the first round of outrage over Trump's announcement speech, in which the media still falsely claimed he called all Mexicans rapists, there was a honeymoon period where they showered him with coverage. But they didn't afford Trump, and Trump alone, an hour-long phone interview so Americans could get to know this candidate. They did it for the ratings. It's always going to be for the ratings. If it bleeds, it leads, that kind of thing. The tone of coverage changed dramatically around the conventions. He got $1 billion in free airtime, and a little bit later he was the nominee, and it was time to destroy him then. But they couldn't destroy him. They couldn't do it. No matter how hard they tried, Trump remained within striking distance of Hillary Clinton, and November 8th he struck, and he won the election. He didn't win because he'd spent the most money. Hillary's spending dwarfed his by about a factor of three. He didn't win because he was the best campaigner. By far not. His speeches were often disjointed and contradictory. He won because voters, particularly in the Midwest, believed in whatever version of Donald Trump mattered to them the most. And no one in the media saw it coming. And that's a major problem for the journalists in the age of social media, where connecting with your audience, even tangentially, is all that really matters. But it also matters when they're supposed to be reporting on what is happening. And the 2016 election was the media equivalent of missing a tsunami coming in hard. The ground shook when he won the nominations. The alarms were going off as he remained close in the polls. And they were still all wet on election day. Up to 9 p.m. election night, everybody still thought it was going to be President Clinton. And now they've been mad as a cat after a bath ever since. So this brings us to the other part of Bannon's quote, the part the media doesn't want to talk about. He said the media should be embarrassed and humiliated and keep its mouth shut. And that's where most of the headlines stopped, but he did not. He said, and continued with, and just listen for a while. So the incomplete quote then is, the media should be embarrassed and humiliated and keep its mouth shut and just listen for a while. But there's a little editorializing and some editing, some other things going on. Wasn't a new sentence. It was the same sentence, though you wouldn't know it from any of the headlines or the tweets or the talking heads who clutched their pearls over someone in the White House telling the media to keep its mouth shut. This became a threat to the First Amendment because outrageous cheap
and self-reflection is hard. Journalists on the national beat live in an insulated world populated by other journalists and like-minded self-described policy wonk journalist types, and even if they happen to have come from the Midwest or somewhere else where people do actually work for a living, they've undoubtedly spent their youth yearning to leave. They hated where they grew up. They forgot that economic reality. They went to recession-proof Washington where you type and talk for a living. Listening is only for people who matter, not those who labor, you see. Industrial places are places they visit every 4 years, like the zoo. You don't listen to the animals at the zoo. They pop in, write their stories about blue-haired old ladies and how quaint it is, then head back to the D.C. cocktail circuit as a hero who gets to regale their peers with tales of how they survived some filthy diner, lacking a proper brunch menu. You mean they didn't have mimosas? Bannon is absolutely right that journalists should shut their pie holes and open their ears for a while, but it won't do any good if they do so only in places that you can reach via an assailant train. Cable news is sort of the blame for this. You don't get booked if you aren't entertaining and opinionated. You don't get a contributor deal with a network if you aren't controversial. And none of those attributes are part of what journalism used to be. But then listening used to be a part of journalism, too. So was digging and establishing and cultivating sources. And investigating is barely even part of investigative journalism anymore. Now they're given things and it's reported as a fact. Since so much of their work is online now, it's easy to fix it later if it turns out wrong or incomplete, because they got to get to happy hour. Meanwhile, millions of us are living in flyover country, crack a beer at the local bar at VFW Hall, and marvel at what we have done. They voted for Democrats for 20 years, but this time they decided a billionaire from New York better represented their interest than the smug scribes who make a quadrennial pilgrimage to flyover country. Americans had a story to tell, and the people who should have been listening were too busy doing other things. And the journalists are still walking around in 1970, insisting that the moon landing was filmed on a soundstage. We're going to see more and more of that. Right now, we're seeing all kinds of that right now with this this executive order, this quote-unquote, it is being called the Muslim ban, which I wish it were. But that's why I'm not in charge of nothing, because I don't get to make those decisions. When we get back, we're going to talk a little bit about the disinformation campaign on the Hearing Protection Act. This is Lost.
A gun shop that's sought out and listens to the calls from the tactical community. A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. This month, the Hearing Protection Act of 2017 was introduced in the Senate by Senator Mike Crapo of Idaho, with co-sponsors Senators Moran, Paul, Representative Jeff Duncan, my representative, and John Carter, together with 42 co-sponsors, introduced a similar bill in the House, H.R. 367. The Senate bill is Senate Bill 59. The bill would remove suppressors from the provisions of the NFA, the National Firearms Act, which requires you to pay a $200 tax, undergo an enhanced background check that doesn't actually take it, but it takes 9 months for you to get it. Any questions, the answer back from it. It doesn't actually take 9 months to complete it. It just takes them 9 months to finish it. Suppressors would continue to be regulated like non-NFA firearms, which require a background check when sold by a licensed firearm dealer across state lines. Now, of course, the anti-gunners and their media allies are furious that the gun community would dare remove an onerous and unnecessary law that limits their ability to protect against hearing loss while target shooting and hunting. Washington Post reporter Michael Rosenwald announced that violence prevention advocates are... I love that. That's a new thing for me. Violence prevention advocates are outraged that the industry is trying to ease silencer restrictions by linking the issue to the eardrums of gun owners. Michael Hiltzik of the LA Times piled on, declaring that the naming of the Hearing Protection Act was so absurdly transparent an effort to deceive that voters may be prompted to ask an obvious question. What are they hiding? Well, it's more transparent than calling something gun safety when it's gun control there. Gun grabbers, wouldn't you think? Joining the anti-gun tirade is Kristen Rand, legislative director of the Violence Policy Center, contended that they want the general public to think it's about hearing aids or something, arguing that when the general public finds out what's really happening, there will be outrage. Another Kristen Brown of the Brady Campaign to Prevent Gun Violence went so far as to argue that there's no evidence of a public health issue associated with hearing loss from gunfire, except from the CDC. Yeah. President Obama asked the CDC twice to look into things gun-related, and both times it was sort of a boomerang upside his head. They found out that the best way to prevent hearing loss on the range is to have suppressors. And by the way, that's what I call them. There will be plenty of you either somewhere out there that will say, no, Bill, they're silencers. And if I start calling them silencers, you'll say they're suppressors. And, you know, I call them suppressors. Okay? That's what I call them. I'm not going to get into that semantic game, the can-shaped thing that goes on at the end of the barrel, okay? I want you to let the stupidity from the gun-grabbing groups sink into you for a minute. A representative of the Brady campaign argues there's no evidence of hearing loss from gunfire. This is all about zealotry blinding them, of course. It has nothing to do with it. There's no fact on it. Other anti-gun advocates argue that silent guns make it easier to commit crimes, citing YouTube videos and television shows where silencers reduce a gunshot to a faint call. Professor Robert J. Spitzer, whatever his name is, writing in the Washington Post, even argued that deafening noise is an important... I have trouble just saying it. It's an important safety feature of any firearm, and that the life-saving safety benefits of gun noise should weigh far more in the silencer debate. Supporters of so-called common-sense gun safety are blind to the reality that clear, objective scientific evidence demonstrates that suppressors prevent hearing loss. Noise-induced hearing loss and tinnitus are high priority health issues, and the only type of hearing loss that is completely preventable. The benefits of suppressors are scientifically proven. OSHA has looked at it. The National Institute of Occupational Safety and Health has looked at it. They have determined that even a single noise over 140 decibels causes hearing loss. The peak sound pressure of gunshot ranges from a low of 144 decibels to 172 decibels, 144 for 22. The 172 for the 357. A suppressor reduces the sound by approximately 30 decibels. So you have the sound coming in at the threshold of safety, but that's at 130 decibels. Even suppressed firearms are loud. They're louder than a car horn 3 feet away. So it is therefore both inconsistent and illogical for the government to recommend and even legally mandate noise abatement for loud machines like lawnmowers and chainsaws, while simultaneously setting large regulatory hurdles that discourage suppressor use with firearms. Everywhere in Europe where you have to jump through a flaming hoop to get the gun, you can buy the suppressor at the neighborhood hardware store. They're required. Suppressed firearms are not the choice of criminals. Have you seen how long a 9mm pistol becomes when it has a can on the end of it? It's almost like a walking stick. If it was just a little bit longer, you could support yourself with it. You can't hide these things. That's why these bad guys don't like them, because you can't hide them. They want to hide the gun. We have a 100-year history of suppressors in both the United States and Europe that demonstrates that the anti-gun fear-mongering is unfounded. There was a study of criminal use of suppressors between 1995 and 2005, and they found only 15 used in crimes and only two instances of being used in a murder. As the number of federally registered suppressors, and I mean, this has become big business. That's, and it's nearly quadrupled over the last decade from 150,000 in 2006 to going on a million now. Violence Policy Center can identify only a scant handful of crimes committed with them. As Chicago Tribune editorial board Steve Chapman notes, any useful technology can be put to villainous ends. And comment, I mean, but then applies to walking sticks. A walking stick can become a bludgeon. This is not what we're talking about here. We're not talking about can good stuff be prostituted to be used for crime. Yes, the answer to that is no. But common sense demonstrates that the existing rule on silencers or suppressors is a major hassle for the law-abiding, and it's completely irrelevant to criminals. Criminals don't care. They do not care. Where most of this crime is taking place, which is in the inner city, gunshots are part of the evening. Like in Chicago. Gunshots are part of the evening in Chicago. And, well, it's... it's pretty stupid to sit back and say, well, how many silencer guns are going off that we don't hear? Because they all think the silencers are... No. A suppressed gun is louder than a car horn going off behind you. Directly behind you from 3 feet away. Drink that in for me. Around here, we have our own stupidity going on. We've got a reciprocity bill that's coming up here in South Carolina and a bunch of Democrats that are going crazy. We'll be right back.
ProPure water filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You've got to love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. This, what I'm about to tell you about and what I'm about to throw out there, this is one of the most dangerous things I think that face us as a nation today. And what I'm referring to is legislators that don't know what the hell they're talking about, that have no idea what they're even discussing. This past week, a Democratic lawmaker was taking shots at a bill that would make it legal for out-of-staters, all out-of-staters, with concealed carry permits to carry concealed weapons in South Carolina. South Carolina becomes welcoming to every state that issues a concealed carry permit, which is all of them. So all 49 state concealed carry reciprocity, which there's only one other state that does it, which is great because normally South Carolina is leading from behind. Well, at a South Carolina Judiciary Subcommittee hearing Thursday, Representative James Smith criticized House Bill 3240, arguing the bill would ultimately make South Carolina residents less safe. Smith, and we throw this in here to give him some credence, a U.S. Army veteran who served in Afghanistan, cited as evidence for his safety concerns the differing minimum age and training requirements in states such as Alabama. The new bill, Smith argued, would allow untrained 18-year-old Alabamans to carry concealed handguns in South Carolina, even though South Carolinians must be 21 and complete firearms training and safety classes to obtain permits. He also argued that supporters of the bill should encourage other states who desire reciprocal concealed firearm agreements to require safety training. In my own experience, training is important when you are handling a deadly weapon, Smith said. Let me tell you this about military service. When you see, if you see seven military people and an eighth standing by himself, those seven are there to support the eighth. The eighth is the fighter. It takes seven to support him. Everybody in the military is not Sergeant Rock, not Rambo. Okay? So odds are 1 in 8 that you're actually talking, when you hear somebody like this cat getting up here and talking about this, that he's actually a combat arms oriented MOS, military occupational safety. So when just somebody getting out of there, yeah, I was in the military. Well, you know what? We had cooks in the military. We had clerks. We had people that handled mail. We had people that were combat tuba players. All kinds of jobs in the military besides the kind that requires you to carry a weapon and wear the Kevlar brain bucket and run around and shoot at people. Okay? You do have to take the same basic training, and as soon as everybody can get through that, everybody goes their separate ways. That's what the military was like. Alan Clemens is the bill's lead sponsor. I know Representative Clemens. He countered Smith's argument by noting the fact that permit-holding Georgia citizens are already allowed to conceal carry in South Carolina, and Georgia is also a state that does not require training to obtain a permit. He said they, in fact, have added to the peace of South Carolina by coming into the state as peaceful citizens who simply wish to be able to protect themselves and those around them. This Democrat, though, is what he's proposing, what he's theorizing is that brigandage still occurs in the United States today. And these guys are going to ride in on horses and rape and pillage because they're not trained. The training, quote unquote training that South Carolinian concealed carry permit holder, the people who go through the class, what they do is they get a box of 50 rounds and they're shooting at a black silhouette and they have to put each shot in the black. Not in the center mass, not in the head, not in any one spot. They can be all over the place. You can look like a buckshot load went off on it, and they pass. And they can miss 5 of them, I think. 5? So we're not the people of South Carolina that get their concealed carry permit. What they've been told is, well, you can't carry a gun anywhere where the little sign is. And that's the safety training. There's that safety training. There's no safety training. Concealed carry permit classes do not familiarize you with a gun. They do not teach you how to handle a gun. They do not teach you how to manipulate a gun. Some of these instructors will be very charitable and show some of these newbies how to handle the weapon and not shoot themselves. But that's what it primarily, the qualification, and that's all it is a qualification. The qualification is nothing more than us that go take the class proving that we can do it and not shoot ourselves. Clemens also argued the bill would be beneficial for permit holders in South Carolina, as it would allow them to carry concealed guns in other states with reciprocity agreements. Now, as is the custom here in South Carolina with our media, whenever something comes up about guns, everybody starts looking to the state law enforcement division for them to either say, yeah, we like it, or no, we don't, which, as far as I'm concerned, okay, I know people in law enforcement. I admire people in law enforcement. People in law enforcement simply are executors of a policy. They're enforcers of a policy. They're not policy makers. Them getting out and tossing in their 2 cents on this one is not germane. It's not germane to the title, to the subject at hand here. There's nothing about this that changes the law except who we allow to come into the state and carry a gun. And these here's the thing about having a concealed carry permit is a declarative statement that you're going to carry a gun. So by having a concealed carry permit, that means you're letting the powers that be know that you're carrying a gun, which they're wanting as much of a semblance of control as they can get on this. And that's as much as they're going to get. That's as much as they get from us. That's as much as they get from Georgia, from North Carolina. But every time this comes up, if they start talking about constitutional carry, they'll completely ignore what other states are doing. They start talking about open carry. They completely ignore what other states are doing. My legislators in the state of South Carolina are so blind that they make me crazy. I could very happily move across the border to one of the states that border me and be very happy with it. The only reason I don't is because of grandbabies. That's it. NRA has backed the bill. Of course, the moms demand attention. They were at the Thursday meeting and opposed the bill, arguing it would lower gun safety regulations in the state. It will be debated at a future hearing. So, I think the most dangerous legislators out there are not the ones that take the time. If you're going to show up to a hearing, I don't know how much these guys do. Okay. I could find out quite easily. I know a few of them. I'd really like to find out why they don't do any damn research. If the subject is Alabama, which I don't think we currently have reciprocity with, why wouldn't we look to see what the incidence of revocation for cause of a concealed carry permit in Alabama is? Then we can find out how unsafe those crazy people from Alabama are. I think we'd probably find out that they're not that crazy at all, because most of the time people that get the permit are actually pretty law-abiding people. But it lowers gun safety to let people from another state come in with guns. The ones that are declaring they carry guns. Never mind the ones that come into the state that don't declare it and carry guns anyway. Never mind that. Never mind the criminals that carry guns. I guess they're okay as long as they're not from Alabama. That's the stupidity of the political system today, as practiced in South Carolina, where we got a guy who, you know what, I was in the military too. The only reason I know any, as much as I know about guns today is because I learned it after I got out of the military. There were some things I learned in the military, yes. But, I mean, everybody in the military is not out there able to shoot something at 500 paces. Quite the opposite. Most people in the military only handle their weapon once a year to qualify. Once a year. That does not make you Audie Murphy. Hour number two is coming up. We're going to be joined by Roger Katz from Arbalest Quarrel. We're going to talk a little bit about fake news and this latest executive order. This is Lock and Load.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carry weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer can only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.